Hi, good morning, friends. Welcome to today's morning briefing session. First of all, a disclaimer that this podcast is only for educational purpose and we do not recommend or advocate any stocks mentioned during the call. The sources of our information are various publicly available data sites such as investing.com, Money Control, Bloomberg, Business Standard, ET Mint, VSE, Financial Express and others. So we start by looking at updates from chemicals/agrochemical segment before we move on to other segment and also bring you the updates from stock markets. World over, so over to Abhishek now.
Many thanks, Pratan. We start with updates here. So, Yasho Industries Limited is a leading manufacturer and supplier of specialty and fine chem, has announced that their board of directors has approved a capital expenditure of 350 crores in phase one for its greenfield project near Dahej, Gujarat. The company intends to manufacture lubricant additives and rubber chemicals with a total capacity of 15,500 metric tons per annum in phase one at this new facility. Post expansion, the total manufacturing capacity will increase from 11,000 metric tons per annum to 26,500 metric tons per annum with a revenue potential of about 500 to 550 crores in phase one at full capacity utilization. The project is expected to be completed in 24 months after receiving all necessary government approval, and the capital expenditure towards the project will be financed through a combination of internal accruals and debt. Godrej Agrovet have announced the launch of Gracia in Indian market. It is a patented chemistry discovered and developed by Japan's Nissan Chemical Corporation and will be introduced in India through collaboration with Godrej Agrovet. Gracia is a world-class wide-spectrum product with a novel and patented chemistry that includes the power of proactive protection. So, product launch by Godrej Agrovet. We'll keep a watch here. Mahanagar Gas, one of leading natural gas distribution company, is planning a capex of 650 to 700 crores during the 12-month period. The Mumbai-based company has already spent capex of around 500 crores. That was up to December 2021 for the financial year FY22. Capex could be nearly between 700 crores. Mahanagar Gas continued to expand its network in the existing license area. During the third quarter of FY22, the company connected 75,247 domestic households, thus establishing connectivity for nearly 1.79 million households. And finally, Jindal Polyfilms, they have signed an agreement for sale of minority stake in its packaging film business to Brookfield Asset Management, which through its special investment program and together with institutional partners has agreed to make an 2,000 crore investment in the company. The transaction will result in Jindal Polyfilms carving out its packaging film business, which generates approximately 85% of its total revenue, into a wholly owned subsidiary in which Brookfield will hold a minority stake. Jindal Polyfilms will continue to own its non-woven business and other corporate assets. We'll keep a watch on this investment in Jindal Polyfilms as well. So, this is all from my side. Over to Puratan for more sector-specific news and market intelligence.
Thank you, Abhishek. So, we start by looking at updates from the U.S. markets. obviously, spectacular performance, as we can call it. So, Dow Jones ended 518 points up. S&P was up by 96 points almost. NASDAQ ended 487 points. So, this is during the course of time, so FOMC and rather Fed came up with the decision to hike the interest rate. So probably most of the interest rate hike has already been priced, not only in stocks but also in bonds. And markets were up for since the very beginning of the trading session. Markets were already up, specifically the Dow Jones. And the announcement from Fed came much later. However, markets did not take that as a negative news and continued its northward trajectory. So it seems that the Fed rate hike has been had already been priced in. There is also ongoing talks between Russia and Ukraine. So third level of meeting has already happened, and possibly there is a deal being brokered between the two countries, which will have a framework of about 15 pointers, in which Ukraine has been advised to, or rather asked to, remain neutral, and however it can maintain its own army. All this seems to be taking care of two things. One is uncertainty around war, and the second news, which is obviously from the Fed, which is already known, is the inflation, because the inflation in US is almost at a 40-year high and has shot through the roof. So this could possibly have a positive impact on US economy. If that has a positive impact on US economy, possibly this would have a positive cascading effect on other economies as well. The Fed rate hike, as we just discussed now, has also been absorbed by other Asian economies, and most of the Asian economies are in green today. Australia in green. China is specifically doing very good today. It performed very well yesterday, and today also it is up by almost 3.5%. Hong Kong responding in the same range, so between 3 and 5%. The major indices are in the 3 to 5% range. SGX Nifty has already touched 17,300 odd levels, and currently trading at 17,255. So we can have a gap up opening in Nifty 50 index as well, and we expect a similar performance today. 17,150 is sort of a resistance, but it seems from the performance in SGX Nifty that Nifty India is probably crossing 17,300 levels. Nikkei has a great run, so 737 points up, or rather 2.86% up. Malaysia, New Zealand, Philippines, Singapore, South Korea, and other Asian economies like Thailand and Vietnam are also trading in green. So I think it's a clear-cut green day, and one needs to take note of it, and possibly from here onwards, because it's been a continuous green zone for the last 4 or 5 days, so probably it will become into a sell zone from here onwards. So one needs to be careful and also book profits accordingly. US 30 futures are already trading in red now, so 66 points down as we speak, and US 500 futures is trading 8.2 points down. Crude oil has settled for 99.63, so just barely below $100, and gold is trading at 1936, so it has seen the sort of correction and also formed a peak, it seems, in the near term. So one needs to take note of these factors. Now, some data points from a derivatives segment. So we'll see how the call option and put option data look like. So maximum call open interest we are seeing at 18,000, followed by 17,000 levels, and call writing we are seeing at 17,100 and 16,900, which mostly will be breached. Maximum pain stands at 16,800. Put option data we are seeing at 16,000, followed by 16,500, and put writing we are seeing at 17,000, followed by 16,900 levels, which will act as support levels. So it seems from yesterday's data, it seems that put and calls were fighting at this, almost at the same level. Stocks which are having very high delivery percentage are TCS. Obviously, the buyback program has already started. GMR Infra, Alkem, Ramco Cements, Escorts, Power Grid, Abbott India, Bosch Limited, OFSS, and HDFC Bank. Bosch Limited has corrected quite a bit and has been correcting for the past 2-3 days also. Whereas Abbott India has moved in the recent past. All cement stocks had corrected recently because of the high fuel cost. So cement stocks is something that you possibly could look into and do your own analysis. On the long build-up side, Bosch Limited, HAL, Whirlpool, Dalmia Bharat, Ramco Cement, ABB, PVR, and Ashok Leyland are some of these stocks. As far as the long unwinding is concerned, Cipla Sun Pharma, Tata Consumer, and Torrent Pharma, so mostly pharma companies which have seen a good run in the recent past, are correcting. On the short build-up side, we have Gujarat Gas, Pfizer, Muthoot Finance, Emphasis, and PNB. So these are some of these stocks that we need to Be careful on the short covering side. Bata India, Balrampur Chini, Tata Motors, Asian Paints and Cummins India are some of the stocks which are among 108 stocks which are seeing a short covering. So this is all from the derivative section. Now moving on to the news section. So let's see how which stocks could possibly react to these news. So Yasho Industries, which is specialty in fine chemicals, so I will leave this for Abhishek. India Bulls and Housing Finance. So the board on March 22nd, the board will consider raising funds via bonds in one or more tranches, and this is will probably be done on private placement basis. Ohm Infra has secured two prestigious contracts from Public Health Engineering Department, region which is based out of Rajasthan. Oil India has said that it will be investing 6,555 odd crores for implementation of a petrochemical project at Numaligarh, which is based out of Assam. And the board has also approved formation of a JV between Assam Gas Company, which is AGCL, and Oil India for three geographic areas, which will be offered by PNGRB. GlaxoSmithKline so has completed transaction for sale of its trademarks pertaining to Iodex and Osto Calcium brands in India to GlaxoSmithKline Asia Private Limited. So, transfer of trademark and IP as it seems from one entity to the other. Voltas will be entering into a joint venture arrangement with a Highly International, which is a Hong Kong based entity. And this is a wholly owned subsidiary of Shanghai Highly Group Company. And for this JV, the company will engage in business of design, development, manufacture, marketing, sale, and service of inverter compressors for room air conditioners, motors for inverter compressors, and associated parts, which will also include sourcing of raw material and components that are required for manufacturing of these products. As far as FIIs are concerned, an interesting day because FIIs turned buyers and they bought shares worth 311 odd crores. Some of this data is something which people have been wanting to see for a long and continuous selling from FIIs have actually turned the mood sour. But here, both FIIs and DIs have bought. So FIIs have bought 311 odd crores and domestic institutional investors have bought shares worth 772 odd crores. So this also sort of points to a positive day today. Trade rich and trade safe. Till then, take care. We'll see you on Monday. Have a good weekend. Trade and play safe as well. So take care and bye.